This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The UN General Assembly's annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic of discussion Tuesday among the world major powers. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 960,000 deaths. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan and said his country is making progress on the vaccine. Russia's president also touted his nation's progress on a coronavirus vaccine. President Trump said he plans to announce Saturday his new nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice would be one of five conservative women on his short list. He met Monday with the appellate court judge, Amy Coney Barrett. Mr. Trump appointed Barrett to her current position. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Trump's Democratic challenger in the election, 6 weeks away, has called for the next president, whoever wins the election, to pick the Supreme Court nominee after his inauguration in January to a new White House term. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The woman accused of sending ricin-laced letter to to President Trump was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the President of the United States. The court in Buffalo, New York, Pascal Theria, requested a court-appointed attorney, U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schroeder, entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. According to an FBI affidavit, a note in the ricin-laced letter to President Trump read, quoting now, "I found a new name for you, the ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it," end of quote. The affidavit said investigators found six additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September to people staffing detention centers where Ferrier was held back in 2019 after an arrest for a weapons possession. She is deemed a flight risk, will be held in detention until a special hearing later this month. Ricin, a poison found naturally in castor beans, deadly with as little as 500 micrograms, being lethal. There is no antidote. A spokesman for European Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. The summit, now scheduled for October 1st through the 2nd, will focus on issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and the tensions between Greece and Turkey over energy rights on the Eastern Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. Participants are also expected to consider final approval for sanctions against Belarus regarding the crackdown following last month's disputed presidential election. Police in Cameroon used tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters calling for an end to President Paul Biya's near 40-year rule. Protest was called by Biya's rival, Maurice Kamto, of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement Party, who hopes to spark a popular revolt. Biya is under pressure from young political activists in urban districts who want change and say the 87-year-old has stolen elections and is the mastermind of a series of deadly backlashes against those who oppose him. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.